Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
KKUD Iowa News. Public Radio News.
Stories of national significance right in your neighborhood. Out west, water, as you know, is a big issue and will become a bigger issue with drought and climate change. The seven states that depend on the Colorado River for water are drawing up their own plans to prevent future shortages. Two states, California and Arizona, failed to meet a federal deadline last month, so the government has given them another month to hammer out a final agreement. We're going to focus in on Arizona. My next guest is here to take us through the details of that state's proposal. Brett Jaspers, he's a reporter for KJZZ in Phoenix. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Arizona is allocated a specific amount of water from the Colorado and has to figure out how to distribute this throughout the state, right? How much does Arizona have to work with?
That's right. So Arizona is entitled to 2.8 million acre feet. That doesn't mean that they don't get a little bit more sometimes, but that's what is going to, part of that is going to be cut back with this, what they call the drought contingency plan, about 500,000 acre feet. And so figuring out where those cuts go and how they're distributed legally is what the bulk of their negotiations have been over the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. And every state has their own way of tackling how to budget its water. How does this work in Arizona?
Well, in Arizona, the portfolio for the whole state, and it's you know, different for each user within the state, but you know, the sources are the Colorado River, in-state rivers, groundwater, and reclaimed water. And there's legal claims on all of those different sources from various users. So when Colorado River water gets cut back, that will affect only certain users within Arizona. And so the state as a whole does get 40% of its water from the Colorado, but you know, the particular users that are being affected with this drought contingency plan are people who are in the center of the state, who are getting Colorado River water through a canal system that we have.
So the state must have a way of prioritizing who gets the water usage, right?
That's right. And it's all kind of been laid out legally for generations. And so there are certain Native American tribes and certain cities and irrigation districts which serve farmers and other users that have what they're entitled to purchase each year kind of laid out in a priority system. And that's been a big sticking point for some users, that they want to really maintain that priority system even as we scale back and have to maybe help users that will be most cut because they're at the back, they're at the end of the line and will be hurt economically.
When you say help them, does that mean you'll give them funds instead of water?
Well, if I can take just one particular group, there's a group of Central Arizona farmers that are at the back of the line, and they're in the back of the line because of past agreements where they've gotten money in exchange for their position in line to get Colorado River water. But because we're scaling back now because of drought and climate change, they will suffer economically. So what they're going to get under Arizona's design plan is some water that's been stored in the Lake Mead, which is the main reservoir for the state in the of the Colorado River system. They're going to get some of that stored water, and then, for example, an Indian tribe on the western part of the state is going to fallow some land so that they can then, in exchange, save water in Lake Mead to make sure that the lake doesn't suffer. And it's a way of, it's kind of an accounting deal that they've made with the drought contingency plan, is how do we, you know, keep water in the lake and yet send some water to people that are going to not get what they expected
right.
to get.
Water, it's the next big thing, right? Southwest.
Absolutely.
Appropriating water and how to use it. Thank you, Brett. Brett Jasper is a reporter for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to take a break and get out your reading glasses because the Sci-Fi Book Club returns to tackle all kinds of stuff. We have geoscience, disasters, and society with N.K. Jemisin's book, The Fifth Season. We hope you've been reading it. It's a long book, but really interesting stuff in there. We'll talk about how it might pertain to real life. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Our number, 844-724-8255 for the book club. I'll be right back.